Welcome, everybody, to this week's edition of 10-Minute Tickets Talk. We're going to do something a little bit different, and this may take more than 10 minutes, because one of the things I've seen happening in the industry these days is a real disconnect between teams desperate to hire and students in out-of-sport management programs desperate for jobs in sports. So I want to use this opportunity to talk to two students who come highly regarded to us to talk about some of the challenges they've had in looking for jobs and finding jobs, what their experience was in their sport management program, and how we as an industry might be able to do this better. So I want to start off with welcome our two guests. We've got Delaney Hundley from the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse and Bryce Fante from the University of Iowa. Why don't we start, Delaney, why don't you give everybody a little bit of a background of your experiences and why you decided to become a sport management major and get into the sports world and kind of where you are now.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for having me on. So like you said, my name is Delaney Hundley. I'm a senior at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, studying sport management and minoring in ethnic and racial studies. I'm the president of our sport management association at school. Kind of going back, the reason, the reason that I decided to get a sport management degree is because I thought I was going to be a doctor. I watched too much Grey's Anatomy and thought I was going to be an orthopedic surgeon. Yeah, that didn't really pan out. So I needed to find a way that I could help people, but also be doing something that I enjoyed. And I thought a perfect marriage of that would be sport management, because at the time I was a student athlete at Viterbo University, also in La Crosse, playing softball. And I thought being able to help people have fun was a great way to have a career. And so here I am, 4 years later, I did transfer over to UWL just because I felt that their sport management program was a little better suited for me. And also it's a mile away from Viterbo, so it's not like it's a very big change. But I did two internships with the lacrosse loggers of the Northwoods League. It's a wooden bat summer collegiate league, one in sales. And the other one, which was in the summer of 2020, started out as community relations, but quickly transferred to all hands on deck, whatever you can do, do it. And actually, I joined a few clubhouse rooms talking about ticket sales. And that's how I found my new position that I'll be starting after graduation with the Make and Bacon as a corporate account executive. But the road to getting there was not easy. I hope nobody comes after me, but I'm not fully convinced that Teamwork Online even sends my application into places. I have not heard from any job that I've applied for on Teamwork. But it was a lot of networking, having informational interviews, applying for positions and never hearing no, but never hearing yes either, just kind of radio silence from organizations. So I'm very happy to have found my new home in Macon, Georgia, but it was definitely a process to get to where I am today.
And in full disclosure, the Macon Bacon, I am actually the owner of the team. So Delaney gets to come work for me. She's suffering, or she's going to start suffering immediately.
Congratulations, Bryce. Delaney.
Oh, thank you.
Bryce, give us your reasons why you decided to get a sport management degree and a little bit about some of your experiences with internships as you've gone through your 4 years.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Bryce Fante. I'm originally from Ottawa, Illinois, and I'm a current senior at the University of Iowa. And so I actually came into college as a nursing major. So I did a pretty big 180 also after my sophomore year. I applied for Iowa's nursing program, but didn't get in, but I loved it here in Iowa City. I loved the school. I loved the friend group that I had surrounding me. So I really wanted to find a way to where I could stay here in Iowa City. So I started doing some research around trying to find other majors. And for the first time, unlike my freshman year, when I came in, I started to consider what would I actually enjoy doing? What did I have a passion for? Because I'm pretty much picked nursing because I figured it would be the fastest way to get a great job right out of school. So I really started thinking about that. And so I found out about our sport and recreation management program. And I talked to some of the students just to hear like what the classes were like, what the program was like. And it sounded like something that would be right up my alley. So my second semester of my sophomore year, I officially switched over, started taking the core classes, and I loved it. But initially I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do with it. So I kind of took a leap of faith, applied to the Mount Union sales workshop and job fair for last spring. I got accepted, was able to attend that. But going into that, that was really going to be my first experience into ticket sales. And so there I was able to connect with a lot of industry professionals, see how tight-knit the industry was. And I loved that. And just hearing how competitive ticket sales could be, that's something that definitely appealed to me. And so actually after that, well, that was when I was able to gain an internship with the Milwaukee Bucks for the summer. And then also during that spring, I did a practicum through our university with the Iowa Wolves, where we were able to get some group sales experience selling for one game for their regular season. But unfortunately, due to COVID, that got canceled. But it was great just collaborating with a large group, other students during that. And then another experience I had this past summer, once the Milwaukee Bucks internship fell through due to COVID, was our faculty, they actually last minute, they put together, it was called the UISRM agency. And so they realized, like a lot of us due to COVID, we got our internships cut short, but they still wanted us to be able to get experiences throughout the summer. And so that was all virtual, but basically we all got assigned to different client groups. And so I fell with the university's club hockey team, and I was able to gain experience working with game day operations, business operations. And I actually ended up working a lot with Packy, trying to develop an idea for students to get involved as a ticket sales staff for them. So they would be able to sell, because they were moving to a much bigger arena. So we thought it would be a great opportunity. So that work turned out great. But since then, yeah, my passion for ticket sales hasn't fell. Last week, actually, I attended a great great event with Teamwork Online, where I was able to connect with a lot of other industry professionals. So staying hopeful ahead of graduation and hoping to find an inside sales job.
So that, I mean, it sounds real positive. Bryce, we'll stick with you. It's like at the University of Iowa, it sounds like they've done an excellent job of creating opportunities for you to interact and network with industry professionals and develop some internship experiences. Would you, without throwing the university under the bus or patting them on the back too much, because I love Packy, I've known him for almost 20 years, it sounds like they did a really good job of helping connect those dots. Would you agree with that? Is there more they could have been doing?
No, I mean, I think they did an absolute great job. One thing I, just based off myself, I wish I would have gotten involved earlier so I could have gotten more experiences, because we're supposed to, our major requires 9 credit hours. So it would be 3 different practicum courses and internships you can take through the school. But honestly, if I would have started earlier, I would have tried to do a practicum every semester, because I think that's the number one thing for me that I enjoyed, was getting that actual hands-on experience. And then actually I left it out in the last question, but my first one I did was fan services with Fans First for in the fall semester of 2019. And so with that, I worked fan services at all University of Iowa fall athletic events, including all the home football games. And so I think the number one thing that it's done for me is offered a wide range of different experiences. So like I got fan service experience with Fans First and event management experience. With the Iowa Wolves, I was able to get my first kind of idea of what ticket sales would be like with cold calling people at the university and in the Des Moines area. And then in the summer, I was able to do game day and business operations and sort of business development. So I think because I've been able to spread it out and do 3 very different type of experiences, and because they offer so many other different kinds with the Chicago Blackhawks, Cedar Rapids Colonels, NASCAR, everything like that, like you can really try different things and figure out exactly what you want to do after you graduate. So I think that has been like the best part for me, to where I've been able to narrow it down where I want to do ticket sales when I graduate.
So Delaney, let's flip it over to you. And again, you're about to graduate, so you can, if you have to, throw your program under the bus a little bit. How much help did University of Wisconsin La Crosse give you on the networking, internship connections, and what else could they be doing? Because my gut instincts, it's not just UWL, it's probably the large swath of the sport management programs in the country. This is a real disconnect where they haven't done enough to help the students make the connections they need.
Yeah, definitely. So I would say the university, there's resources there, but students need to go look for them. They're not presented very formally. So if I, my old advisor, if I would have reached out to him and sought his help, then that would have been a different story. But my advisor didn't really, this was my old previous advisor, but he didn't really send me any, hey, I think this would be a great fit for you. Didn't really get to know my interests, but I will say our program director or program chair, Dr. Cha Chen Yu, she does a very good job of sending out internship postings when they are made available to her, but that's just an internship posting. There's a whole lot that needs to go into prior to me applying to an internship or job. I need to meet some people that are there. Is this even going to be a good fit for me? So I would say the university didn't do a great job of supplying me with those resources. A lot of my network, my knowledge came from myself. I started going to sport business conferences. I think this first semester I went to pretty much every weekend I was attending a sport business conference because I grew my network with other students at like Iowa, Illinois, some out on the East Coast that were able to provide me with those experiences. I think also coupled with us being a NCAA D3 school and not having a huge athletic program on campus, that's made things a little even more challenging.
So let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the classes you both took during your program. So Bryce, as you think through all the classes you took to get your degree, which ones were the ones that you felt were really valuable and which ones you look back on and go, that is just an utter incredible waste. Why did we even bother with that one?
I definitely wouldn't say any were like a complete and utter waste, but I definitely enjoyed certain classes more, especially the ones that were focused more on the business or finance and sport. But I would say I favor those classes more just because that's what really sparks my interest and that's what helped me figure out what I wanted to do. And not to say that they're a waste, but like some of the other classes like focused on event management or maybe like design of sport and recreation facilities, that's just something I'm not into and just really didn't have an interest in. So I don't want to say it was a waste to me because I definitely learned a lot from it. It was just, I couldn't really get into it that much just because I wasn't that passionate about it.
So you felt like you got a pretty good general overview of the sports business based on all the different classes. You're right. You know, facility management or something like that may not be that appealing. And I think back to when I was in college, and I still remember this, I took a class in sales management, not in selling, but in sales management. And I remember 6 months into my first job at the New Jersey Nets, I called that professor back and I said, this doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to be a sales manager for like 6 years, if I'm lucky. Yeah. Why don't we have classes in selling? And he kind of nodded and went, yeah, you're probably right. That would make more sense. So they weren't thinking. Delaney, what about you? Were there particular classes you said this was hugely critical? I loved it. Because it was so valuable to help me get to the next level? And were there some classes or subject matter that you said, I don't even know why that was there?
Yeah, I definitely would have to echo what Bryce said. It really depends on what your interests are. So unlike Bryce, I have an extreme interest in event management. And there's a class at UWL that is a semester-long class of putting on a wheelchair and handball, wheelchair, basketball, and handball event. And so you are getting sponsorship, you are getting volunteers, you are securing the facility. So I thought that was very interesting, but Bryce might have hated it had he taken it. I do think that UWL's program is centered in the School of Science and Health, I believe is what our university school is. So I would say our program is lacking a little bit on the business side. And I only got exposed to the business side because of electives that I chose to take, such as B2B selling was one of my classes. Or I could have taken a sport economics. I'm not very interested in sport economics, but that could have been something I could have taken. So I think having our program in the College of Health and Science has kind of hindered some of the students. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to use anatomy and physiology 1 and 2 again. So I think like if we restructured that a little bit, it would be a little more helpful for students.
So it sounds like what we're hearing from a program is if it's sport management, it really needs to be about the business of sports, sport law, sport finance, as much as sport economics, some economics might be useful. Event management does definitely have value because every sport is really an event. Obviously sales, not only ticket sales, but sponsorship sales and even sponsorship activation. If we build a program correctly, that's what's really going to get attention, really help you as a student gather the wide range of education and experiences you need to go be successful at internships and be successful at once you get that full-time job. Is that accurate? Are there other things that you'd like to see happen?
No, I definitely think you're right on point with that. And I can attest to what Delaney said also. So I actually was able to do dual credit classes in high school. So I've had a lot of space in my semesters to where I could take other classes. And I think some of the classes that have really like helped me a lot are the ones outside of my major. And I've taken a lot of like business school classes. Like I've taken financial accounting, statistics, introduction to management. And I think going outside of just the sport and rec world and getting skills in those fields too, I think that's really helped me and been really important too.
Yeah. Underneath the business realm, because that's really what the sports business is about. It makes sense. And Delaney, I think you're right. Anatomy and physiology. Yeah. If you're working on the business side of sport, no. If you're a trainer, absolutely. But not on the business side.
Yeah, I would definitely have to agree. I think we at UWL need to make it a little more business focused. But we kind of already echoed that. So I'd have to agree with everything Bryce said.
All right. So we've touched on a few things, but last question for each of you. If there's one thing you would like wish your school had done differently to help you find that full-time job, don't worry about the internships and that, because it sounds like Iowa did a really good job. But if there's one thing as you look back and say, geez, I wish Iowa had done this, it would have helped put me in a better position to acquire that full-time job. Bryce, what would that one thing would you like to see them do?
Honestly, the number one thing that comes to my mind, you know, from the moment I've gotten in the program, it's been absolutely amazing. Like I couldn't ask for more, but I would say the number one thing that they could improve on is just exposure for the program. Like I said, when I came to Iowa, I chose nursing because, you know, I figured that would give me the best job possible, the fastest possible, but I really didn't consider what I had a passion for. And I hadn't heard about our sport and recreation management program until I really started doing some digging and researching on it. And so I think if there was a way to let, you know, incoming students know about the program more and let them know about the success we've had, I know how many students would really be interested in it. And that's my only regret is, like I said, I wish I could have started sooner so I could have gotten more of those experiences. And I think it would have set me up better for right now.
So just for everybody who's listening, at Iowa, you come in and take general education stuff in your first year, and then you pick a major. Is that the right way to say it?
No. So you can declare a major coming into your freshman year. Like I said, I was nursing, but then I didn't get into the nursing school after my first 2 years. And so I could have came in as a sport and recreation management student my freshman year. And it could be a four-way course, do your gen eds, mostly your first 2 years. But if I could have been able to, you know, do my gen eds, say my first or second semester of freshman year, and then done like a practicum, like the fan services one in the fall, like I would have loved that. And then like eventually could have done more and more, maybe spent time with the Blackhawks too. I think that would have been good getting started early and just finding out about the program earlier.
And Delaney, same question to you. If you could pick one thing that you wish your school had done better for you now that you have a full-time opportunity, if you look back, what could they be doing to help make you more successful in acquiring that job?
I would say a little more support from faculty because we have a couple things going against us, our location, the size of our program, and not a very extensive alumni network. So having a little more support from faculty in looking for positions or getting, and being the president of our SMA, I can also see the other end of this, maybe getting our students kind of more known to their connections would have been a little more helpful because it was starting from ground zero, which was very stressful. Thankfully I'm a self-starter so I could do it, but for kids that are not, but still very, very talented at what they can offer and like what they can do, that's definitely very frustrating.
Yeah, so it's gotta be a collaborative effort. Obviously the student's gotta be proactive, but at the same time, if I'm a student, and quite frankly, if I'm a parent of a student, regardless of who's paying for the education, I'm sending my student to that program to help them get a job. And if the program is not doing everything they can to help that student get the job, the program's falling down. And that's where the idea of, hey, we just stop at creating the education for you, and it's up to you to figure that out. I think that's a huge fallacy for higher education. You're not just there to educate people, you're there to educate them and help them get a job in the industry that they want. Because if they're successful in that industry, guess where they're going to come back and recruit future candidates to work for them or with them? They're going to come back to their alma mater as their first choice.
Yeah. And if I could just follow up with that, I think the resources, since I'm one to reach out to my professors, the resources are there. I think that maybe UWL professors could benefit from setting up, I don't want them to baby students, but maybe setting up mandatory meetings throughout the course of a semester or just some check-ins. I think that would be really beneficial, as well as help students establish a relationship with their advisor. That would really help.
Yeah, I think that's totally reasonable. It's like Iowa does a great job with a specific outreach program, helping the students understand their goals and wishes and then helping place them. UWL could be doing some of the same stuff. It's not all because students these days are not just going to take it by the hand or by the bowl like you've done. They might need some pushing and some nudging and some, here's the roadmap you need to follow. So all great information. Bryce, Delaney, appreciate you both being on this week's 10-Minute Ticks Talk. Delaney, you're already off to a running start. We're going to make sure you have great success in Macon. Bryce, absolutely positively. Hopefully there's people listening to this that are looking to hire. I would put all my resources and all my enthusiasm behind you as someone who can be a great ticket salesperson to make this work. So we're going to land you that job as quick as possible. Both of you, thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your semester.
Thank you, Steve. You too.